Megan DiMuccio is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Clark James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Materials discussed is not to be construed as specific tax or legal advice and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
And it is time to get those very important tips 10 days out. You know her well at this point in time, Megan Muccio from the great Craig James Financial. And again, you can email Megan, at CraigJamesFinancial.com. Any questions? No H, M-E-J-A-N, M-E-G-A-N at CraigJamesFinancial.com. 631-393-2888. You say a very good morning to Megan. How are you on this Friday?
I'm doing well, Jay. How are you?
All is good here, my dear. All is good here with 10 out, 10 days out. And I tell you, there's a lot of questions. Yeah, can you believe it? With 10 out. A lot of questions, you know, I have. I'm glad you were bringing this up as far as the outline and everything. And that is status, you know. Statuses are single, head of household, married, filing separate, jointly, head of household, qualifying, whatever. There's a lot of questions as far as that is concerned. Let's go over that because I know a lot of people who might have filed jointly forever. Does it benefit them to go single, you know, to file separately, I should say? So maybe you can clear that up for us regarding the status of filing. Very important stuff as we embark here and get close to this date.
Yeah, absolutely. So just start off, if you're, you know, someone who's not familiar with what the status necessarily references, the tax filing status is basically a reflection of what your life looks like on December 31st of the year that we're filing taxes for at midnight. So if you got married December 31st while we rang in the New Year's bell and you were married as of 12:59, the IRS considers you married for that entire year. If you were divorced as of 12:59, you're considered single for the entire year or potentially head of household. So we really would pay attention to that end of the year date, which is a little bit of a misconception with status. You can't be two statuses in one year. Same actually goes for having a child. If your child is born right before the end of the year, they become a dependent to you for the whole year. And so when we look at our different statuses, we want to figure out which one really relates best to you. And believe it or not, you could have more than one status that works for you in a given year. So someone could be a single filer, but let's say you're also have a dependent and you're supporting someone, that might look like head of household for you instead of single. If you are married, you could file as married separate or married jointly, and there's a few different reasons you do one or the other that we can talk about today. And qualifying widower is a status really given to someone who was married and unfortunately lost their spouse. And in the 2 years following, if they're still supporting children, they get to essentially pretend like they're still married from a filing standpoint, but it's called qualifying widower. You get some of the same benefits of filing married for the 2 years filing after you've lost your significant other. Some really good statuses.
Yeah. I mean, there's always going to be a lot of questions, but like, what if one's thinking married a while, always have filed a joint return, everybody kind of looks at their numbers, how they fared for the year. You know, maybe they gave in federal money a lot. Does it pay to file separately? That's always going to be a big question. What is the tipping point as far as maybe breaking away? You know, if you file that joint return, the married situation, everything else, where is that point in time where it says, you know what, could be beneficial if you guys file separate returns? When does that come into play? When should one be aware of that?
Yeah, I would say if we're talking pre-COVID life, because that's really, you know, seems to be a before and after in our lives now. In the pre-life, there, I would say more often than not, it was making sense for people to file jointly rather than separately. A few unique situations when maybe just by the luck of the draw, the benefits that you're getting as a filing separately, which actually brings you more into a single filing tax bracket, outweighed filing jointly. But one of the really unique scenarios is if you're one of the significant others, or maybe both people on the return have student loan debt. And if you're paying on what's called an income-driven plan, they're looking at your income every year to determine how many payments you should make. So should you make a large payment every month to the loans or a small payment every month if you don't have a lot of income? So if you're filing jointly, they're going to look at both yourself and your spouse's income. If you're filing married separately, they're only going to look at your income. So in, you know, like I said, pre-COVID, and even to this day, if you're someone who is filing with student loans and they're looking at your income, definitely recommended to determine what's going to benefit you more, either those lower income payments for your loans or the way you file your tax return. When we're looking at it today, there's a lot of other things that are coming into play. So we know that stimulus checks had income limits for whether or not you get one. Unemployment deductions, you know, we haven't talked a lot this week, but when we were together a few weeks ago, that $10,200 deduction for unemployment is only allowed if your tax return shows less than $150,000 in income. So for a lot of people this year, they're losing out on that, either the stimulus check or the unemployment if they're filing jointly. When we file separately, they're getting those back, and it's actually causing you to get a larger refund or potentially owe less money by filing separately. And a lot of softwares, including my own, we can do that review very easily. We pretend that you're going to file jointly. We run a few scenarios, and we see what it would look like if you're filing separately to see which one's going to benefit you the most.
I like that. See how Megan broke that down, folks? A lot of factors involved, especially in the loan situation. So check it out. As we'll talk to Megan again on Monday. Certified Financial Fiduciary Investment Professional Extraordinaire. You can email any questions, by the way, directly to Megan. Megan, O-H, M-E-G-A-N, at CraigJamesFinancial.com. And, of course, the number, 631-393-2888. The website's great, CraigJamesFinancial.com. We await Monday as we get closer to the tax deadline, which is, of course, on the 17th of the month. Megan, have a great weekend. We'll look forward to talking with you then.
Thank you. You too. Enjoy your weekend.